The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. Good evening, everybody. It is currently about 4:45 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, May 1st. We had our first day of MSI this morning. We had two best of threes, five total games. The only stake we had this morning was on Paris Saint-Germain talent on the money line. I don't really know who this team was that showed up to face FlyQuest this morning today, but it certainly wasn't the PSG that we saw all playoffs in the PCS. Really, really out of character, bad day from PSG. And I don't just say that because they played bad, and I don't just say that because we had a stake on them, but they did not look themselves today. They were trying to do things that they're not particularly good at. There's a case to be made that maybe they got, they kind of draft gapped themselves a little bit in these games where, not in terms of like the quality of the compositions that they were playing or that the champions they were playing were bad, but kind of like in a way like they were trying to do something that they're not good at. PSG were not a particularly good tempo team. They were much more of like a slow, controlled, like grind you out type of team domestically. And FlyQuest, I don't know. I think they just had a weird game plan for this series. I liked their draft in game one. Game one was much more like the kind of stuff that they played. And, you know, they didn't look that good in that game either. Look, PSG didn't deserve to win today. Don't get me wrong. But it was a little weird seeing them out of character. I thought Junjia had a really, really bad day. Junjia and Woody in particular were really bad today. Game one was kind of in their control. And then Woody got picked off with a Taliyah ult, and then Junjia tried to like sell out on Jarvan, like all inning to try to save him. But Woody's on Tahm Kench, right? Like, you know, even a fed Tahm Kench isn't like live or die, you know, kind of thing. And like their team was not there for backup. So, you know, they sold out trying to save him, and then Junjia just died trying to save him. And then FlyQuest flipped that into a Baron and flipped that game on their head. They ended up bringing it back and winning anyway, but like, just really, really bad play. And then the next two games were just really a lot of mistakes from Junjia again. He's kind of had a tendency to do this in his career where he just has these series where it's like head-scratchingly bad and you're like, what the hell happened? Like, you know, this guy's like a world-class jungler. We've seen him play with EDG and, you know, a couple other teams before, and like he's very, very good. He's been to international events before. He was just off today, and he just has these days. Even you saw it a lot more earlier in his career, but he would just have these days where he looks terrible. And today was kind of one of those days. I got to be honest with you. Like, I was contemplating upstaking on PSG. I still think PSG are a better team than FlyQuest are, but they were not today. They did not play well today. This was, you know, worse than any of their playoff series. They did not play well. And, it was pretty disappointing. But, you know, just be happy I didn't upstake, I guess. Ended up minus 1.39 units on the day. I'm not going to talk too much about T1 versus Estral because T1 kind of steamrolled, but they were a little bit sloppy in this match. T1 kind of, with this iteration of the roster, T1 have kind of had this tendency to start slow at international events. We saw it with Team Liquid, and we saw it with a couple others. They're not always the sharpest right out of the gate, but, you know, they kind of just, I think they were playing with their food a little too much and kind of almost got ahead of themselves. And through these games, if Estral were any better, they probably could have taken game one. But I'm saying that, like, not really though, because like T1 were never out of control of the game. They never lost the gold lead, really. Like, they just kind of like stunted their own close a little bit. Kill spread covered in both those games, time total over covered in both those games, just for the record. But I don't think that was anything to really be concerned about for T1. But, you know, there's going to be people to talk about because anything with T1, everyone gets all disaster mode about. All right, moving on to Thursday morning. Really, really chalky, lame-ass slate tomorrow. We have Fnatic minus 901 on the money line, minus 1.5 maps at minus 237 against GAM Esports, plus 509 on the money line, plus 1.5 maps at minus, plus 185. So the VCS has, like, a history of being upset kings, and I think people kind of still cling to that. Like, there's price memory from that. The VCS has not been that in, like, almost 10 years now. It's been a long, long time since that Gigabyte Marines team that did crazy things at MSI. The VCS has degraded badly in quality. Everybody else has pretty much improved. The VCS this season kind of had to clean house after the whole match-fixing scandal and investigation. There's a reason I don't really pay too much attention to that league. I watch GAM, and I watch, well, whatever, they always change names. It was Fongvu, and then it was Saigon Buffalo, and now I forget what they are now. But I try to watch the playoff matches between them and GAM because they're kind of the two teams that are probably going to show up at the international events. The level of play in the VCS is just not good. This isn't a good league. It's an even worse league now because they had to clean house. Ultimately it is a good thing long-term for them, but, you know, it's pretty tough to have a better play when you're, you know, half the rosters got cleaned out and you're running out new teams for the second half of the season and playoffs. So, like, I don't really know what to think of the VCS. I think it's probably for now worse and, you know, longer term probably better, but, like, yeah, it's not a good league. Fnatic are a very good team. This is probably overpriced slightly, but I don't want anything to do with GAM Esports. I think they're just going to get rolled. What I will say is, like, compared to a lot of the other VCS teams, they actually retained most of their roster. They only lost, I think, two people to this whole thing. And they looked okay in playoffs, but, like, Fnatic's a big step up in competition from them. It's not worth laying the price for Fnatic, but maybe you could lay the map spread in parlays or something like that. Didn't play the kill spread. It's set appropriately high at 31.5. I'm not saying that because GAM Esports are the bloody team. I'm saying that because Fnatic are the bloody team. You can maybe play kill spreads. Kill spreads, stuff to cover these big spreads, but, yeah, I don't want anything to do with this match. I'm not going to punt away any money trying to figure these matches out. Next up, we have Top Esports, minus 8,000 against the minus 1.5 maps for Top is at minus 800, 833. Against Loud from Brazil, plus 1672 on the money line, plus 1.5 maps, so plus 483. Days like today are kind of like the early stages of a tennis tournament where you have, like, you know, Iga Swiatek or, you know, Carlos Alcaraz against, like, you know, some challenger opponent or something like that, and you're going to get some huge-ass prices, and they're appropriately huge. In this match specifically, I'd probably, if you're going to take a side, I'd take Loud to maybe take a map, or I'd take Loud on the kill spread, or I would take the under 26.5 kills. If you want a piece of Top Esports, I would take the under 26.5 kills because they tend to be an under team when they win. They tend to blow the first 10 minutes of a game open and then close out pretty cleanly. If you like Loud Esports, the underdog and the over correlated, and, you know, the plus 14.5 kills is quite a lot to cover, especially because Top tend to be a lower scoring team in general. I mean, like, lower scoring in terms of, like, combined kills per minute and all that. So, prohibitively priced on the money line and all that. I wouldn't mess with it. If you want to do, like, the chalky parlay, I don't even know what that pays out today. The chalky parlay for this is probably, like, a plus, like, a minus 180 or something like that for the double sweep tomorrow. That's probably what happens, but, like, don't overpay for it. Just sit and watch, probably. What I will say for Brazil, Brazil kind of had the same thing that Vietnam had going for a while in terms of, like, domestic leagues, where it got kind of overrated because of some stuff that happened like 10 years ago, and people just kept going to the well with them to upset when the league was just not that good. The CBLOL, like the Brazilian league, is extremely entertaining to watch, but for like a long time, the quality of play there was not good. Entertaining and good league are not always, you know, one and the same. They are for me personally. I like watching good play, but, you know, the vast majority of viewers don't want to watch good League of Legends. They want to watch entertaining League of Legends. So that was the weird disconnect. Like, the CBLOL was, like, the best example of that that there was, in that, like, it was not always a way to, it was not good play most of the time, but it was entertaining. So I think people kind of have an affinity for entertainment and, like, the teams that are entertaining, even if they're not necessarily good. Now, this Loud team has a lot of experience. You know, this team, you have a lot of familiar faces, Tin Owens and whatnot on this team. They also have Rout now, who was an LCK starter. So a lot of international experience on this team, a lot of good players. If you're going to take a long shot underdog, this is the one I would take. You know, after a lot of years of Brazil kind of being like the entertaining but like not particularly good play, I think like last year and this year it's really kind of elevated, and the actual level of play there is pretty good on top of being very entertaining. It's still, you know, a small region. It's not anything crazy, but I think we're a lot closer to like the old Turkish level than, you know, last year, like 2 years ago, Brazil level or the VCS level, right? Like, so, you know, I don't think it's not the PCS, but Brazil's probably the next best domestic league now. I still think like the EMA leagues are probably better, like the European lower level leagues are probably better than Brazil, but you know, it's kind of getting closer to that level and everything. So I don't know, it's possible. It's a lot of travel and everything. Top esports are an elite team. They probably steamroll this, but you know, maybe you get a Jackie Love moment for the first time this year and they punt this one. I have no plays on either of these matches tomorrow. Very chalky slate, very lame slate, to be honest with you. If you want to play some parlays or whatever, go for it. But if you made me pick, I'd play probably Fnatic to sweep, and then I would probably play Loud to cover the kill spread if you forced me to make a play on each of these. So I'd play Loud plus 14.5 kills and probably Fnatic minus 1.5 maps at minus 237. But I am not personally playing anything. That's all for me today. I will see you all tomorrow.